Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Warren Winkler is the owner of Winkler & Associates in LaGrange Park. He's an accountant. So, Mr. Winkler, I called upon you to answer a couple questions for us about our taxes and donating. Do you have a minute, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so isn't there like a standard deduction now? Pretty much everybody, when they do their taxes now, rather than itemizing, the government says, we're just going to give you a certain amount that you write off. Is that what happens now?
Yes, that is correct.
And what's
for a married filing joint returns, the standard deduction is $24,000 in 18, and it goes up to $24,400 in 19.
$24,000.
$24,400.
Does that mean that if my charitable giving is over $24,000, then it would behoove me to itemize? But as long as it's under $24,000, I don't even have to keep the receipts anymore. I don't even have to keep track of this stuff anymore. Is that right?
That's pretty close to correct.
Well, but it's not just charitable deductions that fall into that $24,000 umbrella. What else has to be less than or is less than 24 grand?
Well, you have your home mortgage interest still. But that's been capped at $750,000 of total indebtedness. And then you also have your state and local income taxes, but that total's been capped at $10,000.
All right. So keep going.
If you have $10,000 in real estate taxes and you have another $5,000 in state income taxes they took off your paycheck, that would be a total of $15,000, of which only $10,000 would be deductible.
Okay, keep going.
So to get to the $24,000, if we're talking about 18, you take the $10,000 in state and local taxes, add your home mortgage interest, add your charitable contributions, and compare that number to $24,000 and see which one is higher.
Okay, but let me see if I got this right. So say my state income taxes, as long as that, actually it can't be more than $10,000. You get a maximum of $10,000 you can deduct in your state income taxes, right?
That's all state and local taxes.
Oh, okay.
So that's your property tax too, John.
So your property taxes and my state income taxes, I get a $10,000 credit for that, but no more. And then what about my mortgage interest? Again, is that capped at $10,000?
No, that's not capped, but there is a
but your mortgage has to be less than.
Yeah. Yes, it's got to be less than $750,000 in the new mortgages, by the way.
Most people's mortgage is less than $750,000. And so on that mortgage then, say I'm paying interest, and maybe it's $1,000. Have you looked at your principal versus your interest? It's mostly interest you're paying. So maybe you're paying $1,000 a month in mortgage interest, something like that. Does that sound reasonable, Mr. Winkler?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I guess my question is, if those numbers get higher than $24,000, then you would go ahead and itemize. But for most people, their mortgage is way less than $750,000, and the total of their state and local taxes and their mortgage interest is almost always less than 24 grand a year. Am I right about that?
Many more people are taking the standard deduction. I have a wide range of clients, and it could be from the, you know, who say the one making the least amount of money, the one making the most amount of money, and a lot of them are just falling into the standard deduction. I mean, the older people may have their houses paid for example, so they have no interest deduction any longer.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, and I guess that's good then, right? I mean, so in a way, this is an advantage to people. It's no longer a hassle to keep track of all of this stuff, and maybe you didn't have $24,000 in taxes and interest and charitable deductions, but the government is letting you write 24 grand off the top. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so some people are coming out ahead on this. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I think the individuals are coming out ahead, but we had that little conversation regarding charitable giving, and I happen to just do a little bit of Google searching because I've read about that charitable giving is down. And why is that? Well, people aren't getting any bang for their buck, so to speak, because, you know, they like to give, but they also like the deduction that came along with it.
Yeah.
And as was the case with your contribution at Whole Foods.
So I had the head of Ronald McDonald House Charities on from the Chicago area today, and I asked her this very question, if they've seen contributions drop off because of the tax law. And she said that it's kind of a lag, like people are only catching up to it mentally now this year, like they didn't maybe last year. And I wonder, Mr. Winkler, if that's what you're seeing with your clients too.
Well, I think people continue to give. I think the people that give do continue to give. There's not a doubt about it. But I happened to pull something up from the Urban Bookings Tax Policy Center. And they said that, they said itemized deductions went down, the biggest bang for their buck. It went from 60, here, let me read this real quick, if you got a second. Will shrink the number of households claiming an itemized deduction for their charitable gifts from about 37 million to about 16 million in 18. And reduce the federal income tax subsidy for charitable giving by one third, from about $63 billion to roughly $42 billion. That's a lot of giving. That's not happening.
Yeah, when I think, Brenda and I make charitable contributions, we do. Sometimes it's a friend's cause. Sometimes it's stuff we do every year. Maybe we get something from the Salvation Army or Feed My Starving Children or something like that. I'm trying to think now if the lure of being able to deduct it gets us to make more donations or not. I don't know that that's a great motivator for us, but we would always keep those slips, and then we gave 100 to this cause and 100 to that cause, and then you figure, say you donated $100 to charity, well, you get to write that off, and in other words, you save $30, say. Something. I mean, those are the rough kind of calculations we would all do, right, Warren?
That's correct.
And you can still make those charitable donations. You're not going to write them off anymore. You're no longer going to save 30 cents on the dollar. But really, that shouldn't affect your giving, because the government is giving you a subsidy that says we're going to cover all of that. You might actually be coming out ahead. Better this way than the old way. Am I still making sense there, Warren?
Well, yes and no, John. Yes, from what we've talked about, but no from the viewpoint that if you add one more caveat to this whole thing, the government took away your dependency exemptions. So they kind of mushed two things together, and they took your dependency exemptions, added them to the standard deduction, and said, here, we'll give you $24,000.
Yeah.
In the days gone by, you had a clear, let's say, somewhere around $14,000. To get deductions, and you got two standard deductions that were worth approximately $5,000 a piece. So now they've taken something away in the way of, they're trying to make it easier. Well, from the government's bookkeeping point of view, everybody will take the standard deduction, but they did take a little bit more away, I think.
Oh, wait a minute. Right, so if Brenda and I would be two people, so how much would we used to get then? $10,000?
Well, you used to get $10,000 in exemptions and another, $12,000 in standard deduction.
Oh, well,
so
then you're...
They took the two, put them together, and came up with this number 24.
I see.
And so it's not quite the same. I mean, you can sit here and cut hairs over a lot of things, but you're pretty much correct, I guess, overall.
Well, let me ask you this.
You bring other things into it, it gets a little more convoluted.
A couple of our listeners, Warren Winkler, is on a phone line. He is the owner of Winkler & Associates. It's an accounting firm, and he helps me with my taxes. I was talking to him about this the other day. Warren, what about medical bills? When I get to be king, by the way, here's what you're going to be able to write right off the top. All your medical expenses and your tuition, your college. If you're putting a kid through the University of Illinois, I think that that should come off the top, just as a way to help everybody try and pay these dang things. But you don't. Do you get medical deductions for your bills, Warren?
Well, once again, that's part of that $24,000. But first of all, it has to exceed what you call 10% of your adjusted gross income. In your simplest form, if you say you make $65,000 a year, you take 10% of that number. That's $6,500. So unless you have bills that exceed $6,500. You would not get a deduction. If they do exceed $6,500, they would get added to your interest, taxes, charitable giving, and see if you can exceed the threshold of the standard deduction.
Right,
before you basically get a deduction for it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many, I don't know, bills are high, but 10% seems to be a pretty high threshold, too. I would imagine most people don't get to that level, right, if they're lucky.
Well, it depends really on your yes, most people do not get to that to that level, and you kind of hope that you don't get to that level, really.
Yeah, well, exactly. For two reasons.
Well,
one is you don't
money,
want to be in.
Yeah, and the other one's your health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the last thing is college tuition deductible? Is any of that?
Well, we still have a college credit for the first 4 years of college, and there's a lifetime learning credit, so that does continue.
Yeah, but it's not 100%, right?
No, it's I believe it's $2,500 for the first 4 years.
First 4 years, and is there an income level on that? Like, if you're above a certain amount, then you do or don't get that?
Yes, yeah, there is a level on that, and they have raised it. It's much higher than it used to be, and, you know, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. John, it is a $24,000 standard deduction, not a credit, by not being allowed, here's a texture, by not being allowed to deduct all state and local taxes. We're now getting taxed on state and local taxes over $10,000. Oh, well, that's not a good thing.
Well, yeah, you're not getting a deduction for it, so in effect, you're paying tax on it.
So much.
Costing you more.
And the reason that I was just thinking about this today, Warren, was that whenever we make small or large charitable donations, if we're going to take that standard $24,000 deduction, then there's really no reason to keep a paper file of all of your charitable giving. Is that correct?
I would probably agree with that statement.
Yeah. Well, everybody be as generous as you can still. And if you fall under that threshold, then at least it's more convenient, even though for some folks it might not be necessarily monetarily advantageous. Okay. Just answer.
Oh, by the way, that credit is phased out between $160,000 and $180,000 on the
tuition.
College credit of $2,500.
$160,000 to $180,000, and then after that you don't get any at all. All right.
Yep. Then you lose the credit, basically.
Life good in LaGrange Park, sir?
It's terrific. Even though you are not around, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't live there anymore. All right, buddy. Nice to talk to you. I think some people would argue that property values went up now that I'm not there, but let's not get into it. It's nice to talk to you, Warren.
Yeah, take care.
Warren Winkler is the owner of Winkler & Associates. It's 223. This is WGN. John, I'm an independent courier. I need to get my mileage. Do I lose that deduction because I need it for 65,000 miles? Elif, we'll ask this question off the air to Mr. Winkler and give that person an answer.